The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you today, as usual, and we're going to get started just as soon as you pull your chair or turn up the volume close to the radio or wherever it might be. And here we go.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have all the most amazing supplements, the most amazing choices across the boards, proteins, everything you could ever want, great prices, and the unique formulas you can't get elsewhere. And also, let us never forget the organic across the boards, vegan and doesn't have to be vegan. It's vegan, vegetarian. It's got the beautiful organic animal situations and the beautiful wild fish.
It's the broth cafe. What is an animal situation?
An animal situation. Oh gosh, the broth cafe at Alive and Well, and all the organic juices, organic vegetables, all the things that are there. Whatever your choice is, you have it organically there, and magnificently prepared.
What she's trying to say is,
yeah,
you have a wide medley of choices.
Medley.
Okay.
I like that word.
Medley.
And, you know,
I was a
vocabulary expert when I was growing up. They kept saying I was a genius in vocabulary and spelling. You keep trying to outdo me in vocabulary.
Well, I just did it. I'm sorry.
But you can't outdo me in French. I outdid you in that.
I don't do it deliberately.
Right.
I'm just saying that besides vegetarian, vegan, we also have egg or beef.
That's right.
Or other animal product.
That's right.
Your choice.
That's
okay?
Right, and they're all organic.
We don't mix and match.
No.
You can have one or the other, or if you're a mix and match type of person, you can do a mix and match.
That's right. You know, it's interesting, and sometimes you get presented with a different kind of situation. Like, it was very exciting this week. Our magnificently gorgeous granddaughter came in, our daughter's daughter, and our daughter has been vegan for a long time, and so is our granddaughter, mm-hmm. and her boyfriend and his family, and they all came in because they were visiting Maui, and they wanted to eat at the broth cafe, and there were fabulous choices for them.
Of course.
Which fit in, and her rather low-key guy, because he's a very low-key guy, said, "This is the greatest vegan platter I have ever had, the most magnificent vegetables and vegan choices. It tastes more delicious than it," and they were all saying that,
and they had
a host of different ones. So it fit into their life, but it was organic and wonderful and varied.
And these people are from California, which is considered the mecca of all vegetarianism.
There you go.
Okay,
California.
And not so much
Eat your heart out, California. We got the Maui here, the Broth Cafe,
eating your heart out is not very vegan,
Well, he's got a sassy mouth. Sometimes Gary knows when to turn off your mic, but this time Gary didn't do it. And we have the thing that never quits, and I'm so grateful. We have this wonderful alliance. It's a family with the wonderful Maui Organic Farmers.
Amen.
And every single day, all the wide variety of vegetables are brought in for usage in all the salads, all the soups, mm-hmm. all the everything else, but also the high concentration juices, assorted vegetable beet juices that are there present from the local organic farmers. We are so grateful. And
that's
can
right.
you tell us them about, there was a word that comes to my mind, mainstream. But again, mainstream in some other way can be connected with what's very main and very critically important is the water that we consume.
Oh, the main, you mean the mainstream?
The mainstream.
Of water.
Do you get a little bit, dear? You okay. Kind of caught some of the inference that I said
well,
there.
Well, you just bumbled along far enough and I can
Gary, what is
there.
This? Okay. So you don't know when to turn off the mic? Come on, Gar. Go ahead.
Anyhow, we're talking about vortex.
Vortex.
The vortex water. It's spun, and it's really vortexian. It is phenomenal. It is the perfect combination of H2O, active molecules of hydrogen, oxygen, that really lubricate, moisten, sustain life in every cell. It's amazing. The pickup, the cellular activity in plants as well as in animals and people is enhanced dramatically, as witnessed by people who use this vortex water, not just for their own consumption.
No, that's right.
But for their flowering pots and plants and in the house and out.
And can we ever forget the gentleman that said, I know he said it before, but he came in, he says, this is the fountain of youth.
There you go.
And he was only half my age. He said, but he felt younger than ever. He felt terrific. But we've seen it with the plants. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my one plant is
thriving. They perk up, pick up beautifully.
Everything. And you know, it's just like this particular, the vortex water is free of any hormones, heavy metals, pesticides, plasticizers. All of any kind of toxin, 9999, completely free. And remember all the different reports that have come out, how contaminated water is in so many different levels when it's not this kind of water. And experts, and there have been geniuses talking about vortex water and saving energy, cell availability, detoxification, structure to the water. Oh, it goes on and on, and it's really wondrous. And that's the
and
only water.
And it's refreshing.
Water. And that's all that is served and used for any of the things that we have.
At the broth cafe. Right. The broth itself is made with the vortex water.
Right.
And if you're ordering coffee or tea, it's vortex water.
Right. And you can fill up your jugs of the vortex there. Mm-hmm. You can put up that structure. It's absolutely wonderful.
And if you don't have a jug, you can buy a jug and get free water. How's that?
That's terrific.
Fantastic.
That's terrific. So it's all very exciting. And you know what else is exciting? Let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctors area. Strictly educators sharing wonderful information. And
sharing wonderful information
that
doctors
have learned.
Holistic physicians.
That's right.
Who have a practice of nutritional therapies.
That's exactly
and nutritional
right.
science.
That's exactly
okay?
right.
That's where it all comes from. It's not, we don't make up any of this stuff. When we're reading an article to you, we are reading the article, direct quotes from the doctors.
Okay? Right, and Dr. John Lee, an MD, leading doctor, and others like him, what they discovered about plant extracts, the natural progesterone and the natural estriol. I have a reason I'm bringing this up for a fabulous testimonial. And that we stopped making them after a certain point in the 40s. You know, the women stopped making them and the men who make progesterone stopped making it too. That affects their prostate and it gets larger and all kinds of other negative things. But that the plant extract standardized not only has no side effects, it has benefit. No side effects. Not like the drugs, which have terrible side effects and are listed and are known to have them. Well, this is a great testimonial. Again, we don't solicit tests. We really don't, nor do we make claims. We share information. And this wonderful lady decided to try the natural progesterone cream, which saved my life years ago and many others, and the natural estriol.
Formulated by Dr. John Lee.
That's right, and the natural estriol, okay? Well, she came over and she said, again, I didn't solicit this. She thrillingly stated, loaded with joy. She said, this is what she said. Her sex life returned after estriol cream with progesterone. all pain vaginally, etc., discomfort gone, and she said, and my pleasure returned.
Oh, bless her heart.
That is really wonderful.
That's wonderful.
And if we also realize that there are many functions to the natural hormones, when they stop being produced, not only do you have the loss of bone, the loss of mood, the weight gain, a zillion different effects, but you also have what's called vaginal atrophy, mm-hmm. and urinary tract atrophy.
And loss of libido.
And loss of all of those things.
Okay.
And actually, it's used as a cream because all the top experts, including a big-time television doctor, and Niels Larson, the head of Mount Sinai, OBGYN, number one doctor in US of A about these things, and they all spoke that these creams had to be used transdermally, just as Dr. Lee said.
Not orally.
Not
orally.
Taken by mouth, the liver goes bye-bye in 2 seconds. All the cells receive it when it's used through the skin transdermally.
Right.
And it's been a miracle for me my whole life. They sit there in my little drawer right next to my wash sink, okay?
And Dr. Lee told me when he was here, I think you heard the conversation as well, says when it's applied transdermally, it goes right through the skin, and the red blood cells pick it up instantaneously and deliver it through the rest of your body.
Well, you did me one better there, Jones boy. You did me one better because you had the exact quote from Dr. Lee of exactly how effectively and how wonderfully it worked.
Well, I had one of the most wonderful lunches I've ever had in my life. Was, you know, when he was here as a speaker, I made arrangements, his travel arrangements and his hotel arrangements and his food arrangements for him, right? And I got to spend a luncheon with him.
Oh.
And just unashamedly picked his brains for an hour. He ate hardly one mouthful because he was answering my questions. But a most generous and compassionate human being I've never met in my life.
He is, he was, and absolutely amazing. And, you know, here's top news, okay? Here's top news. I'll share this with you, Dan. I'll share it with you, okay? And here it says, this is reported by Talk News Television Service, but it's all the medical reports that they're quoting. Diabetes and dementia, a deadly combination.
Yep.
Here it goes, and this is the quote. Diabetes can cause cognitive decline, and according to a new study, even pre-diabetes, which they said a vast amount of population has, is linked to dementia. Pre-diabetes, they say, means that you have a higher blood sugar level than normal, according to the Mayo Clinic.
Right.
M-A-Y-O, the biggest medical, most respected going. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, mm-hmm. number one doctor journal, found that increases in blood sugar levels trigger loss of mental function.
How about that?
Important that you get this, all of our friends, that we all get this.
Now, can I make an interjection here? The high blood sugar levels, the pre-diabetes, is considered type 3 diabetes. Alzheimer's is type 3 diabetes.
That's your exactly
which means
right.
What? High blood sugar levels.
That's exactly
That's what
right.
diabetes is, excessive sugar in the arteries and the capillaries.
Exactly.
And that creates inflammation, and that destroys neurotransmitter activity, and that destroys the whole thinking process.
And it caramelizes the brain, just mm-hmm. like it caramelizes the eyesight, which is why the loss of
too.
Eyesight, that too. And it's actually called advanced glycosylation end system, AGES, which is a caramelization of the tissues created by the sugars, which caramelize. What's so surprising about that?
Yeah.
Well, the study involved 4,000 adults. And researchers found that people who had dementia had higher levels of advanced glycosylation end products in their skin, AGES, okay?
That's right.
Just for exactly what I said, and all right. And can you read this and then give me the rest here because I have to do that part there. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay.
Read the top to the middle.
I can read. According to Dr. Gabe Merkin, AGES develop when your blood sugar rises too high after eating. quote, causing the sugar to stick irreversibly to proteins, fats, and nucleic acids. You think the insulin is burning up the sugar? Think the insulin delivering it? The insulin delivers sugar, but that sugar in turn does what? Burns up, inflames, and burns up the proteins and the fats and the nucleic acids. Dr. Merkin goes on to say that the ages, the advanced glycation end products, turn on your immune system to cause inflammation that can damage all types of cells in your body and increases the risk of dementia and heart attacks and strokes and even certain forms of cancer. Where do you get that problem?
Well, you have to
from
roll.
Sugar.
Sugar feeds the cancer.
Okay.
It's this one food.
Going on, the doctor says, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 100 million U.S. adults have diabetes or pre-diabetes.
100 million, did you say?
That's what he says.
Good grief.
100 million. Well, that's about a third of the population.
330
million approximately is the population.
They said pre-diabetes or diabetes.
So one out of three.
That's right.
The number of Americans with prediabetes, which can develop into diabetes, is estimated to be a whopping 84 million. Out of the 100 million every year, there's 84 million that have the real diabetes. Not just the prediabetes, the high sugar, but the diabetic level. And most of these folks are not aware they even have the disease. Now, let me just say something here. Sometimes people tell me they have diabetes, and they're on medications. And I say, and how's your diabetes? Now, what's the progress you're making? He says, well, I'm taking metformin. And it says, okay, and then, you know, the side effects of metformin, that whole discussion. I said, and how many times has your doctor told you you have to have another increase in the metformin or take another drug for your sugar? He says, yes, so he tells me that frequently. I said, how many times has your doctor told you don't eat sugar?
And
Silence.
I know
they
that.
Never tell them not to eat sugar.
I had that same experience just a few days ago. We see this all the time.
So go on. 84 million a year. These folks are not aware that they even have the disease.
Right.
Merkin says that there are some classic clues that you might have prediabetes. If you can pinch more than 2 inches of fat under your skin, near your belly button, or have big belly, and you can then, that's one of the reasons that diabetics is associated with dementia, is that the brain, the hormone insulin, helps get glucose into the brain. For those with diabetes, this becomes a difficult task, and the brain becomes starved for energy, which can lead to dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
And that weight around the waist had another name, too, another classification, and it was called metabolic syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Metabolic syndrome, okay? Metabolic, and that was always known that it had to do with rising resistant insulin levels.
Mm-hmm.
The cells get resistant to insulin because the longer the sugar consumption or foods it convert, the more resistant the body gets to the use of insulin, which would have been in a moderate phase, and it keeps pumping it out, but then it creates that fat around the waist, and that was called metabolic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they go on here that one of the reasons diabetes is associated with dementia is, just so you said, the hormone insulin gets glucose into the brain, okay. And another reason, diabetes damages blood vessels, according to the Alzheimer's Association. It's a doctor's thing.
Right.
Damaged blood vessels in the brain contribute to cognitive decline. Also, too much blood sugar causes inflammation that damages brain cells and leads to dementia.
How does it damage it?
And then they
Wait a minute. How does it damage it? Too much inflammation damages it? Because inflammation is just what the sound out the word. Flame, fire, excess heat, combustion, burns. So the sugar is burning up your neurotransmitter activity in your brain.
That's exactly
and
right.
And your eyes and your toes, everywhere else in your body.
You know, now here, that what's very interesting is what amazing, amazing, amazing connection with correcting this problem and acetyl L-carnitine. And I bless this doctor, MD, famous medical doctor, Dr. Mark McCosey, because he says the standout supplement that works wonders for your waistline and your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to hear that. This gives us a very strong connection with that we need to understand. And here I'm quoting him, and I'll hand it to you soon, kid. Mainstream medicine is always looking for that magic bullet drug, he says, that can cure whatever ails you. Of course, those of us, says the doctor, who understand how natural science really works, know that this is a ridiculous and dangerous fantasy.
It sure is.
And now exciting research shows that an amino acid called acetyl-L-carnitine lowers blood pressure and whittles your waist at the same time. Then
Beautiful.
He quotes the medical study. And since obesity and high blood pressure are key risk factors, cardiovascular disease, that means acetyl-L-carnitine is a powerful protector against the world's number one killer. Unbelievable. Protect your metabolic health with one simple supplement. This new study was said to be the first meta-analysis. Meta-analysis means an analysis of all kinds of studies.
They study all the studies.
That's right.
And that's a meta-analysis.
That's right. Investigating the effects of acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation on risk factors for metabolic syndrome, just what I was talking about.
Right, right.
That weight gain and all, including blood pressure, waist circumference, blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglycerides. I'm going to give it to you in a minute.
Now, can we pause just a second?
Yes.
You mentioned the word cholesterol.
That he says it right there.
And he says elsewhere in other writings that it isn't the cholesterol that's the problem. The cholesterol is burned up by the inflammation.
That's right.
And it turns to plaque in your arteries before it ever gets anywhere in your body.
Right. And there's the triglycerides that the sugars create within the liver and the bad and damaging kind of fats mm-hmm. that damage the liver and boost the cholesterol. So he says researchers analyzed 9 controlled clinical trials involving 508 people with a range of medical conditions, including diabetes and metabolic syndrome. Almost all the studies lasted for 12 weeks. Participants took an average of, just like you recommend, then 2,000 milligrams of acetyl-L-carnitine a day.
I recommend it because that's what doctors say about it.
That's what they say.
I've read that report.
Yeah, 2 of the trials with a total of 155 participants measured waist circumference. The participants who took acetyl-L-carnitine had an impressive 3/4 reduction in waist size at the end of the studies.
Not 3/4 of an inch, 3/4 less.
And there were also 2 trials with a total of 66 participants that measured blood pressure. Those who took acetyl-L-carnitine had a significant decrease of 7.4 HG in systolic blood pressure, the top number. Also in 4 of the studies, with a total of 321 participants, the ALC group fasting blood sugar significantly dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read the last 2 here, Madeira?
Can I read the last two? You bet your
right on there. The last 2 at the end.
In an amino acid.
Okay, I'll show you.
I guess I'm missing the last 2.
Here, let me show you, sweetie. Let me show you. It's right over here, Madeira. Right there. Okay? Right there.
It doesn't say 2.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Madeira.
All right. Here we go. Acetyl-L-carnitine plays a key role in transporting fatty acids into the mitochondria that produce energy, adenosine triphosphate, and hydration for all cells. Simply put, the better the mitochondria function, the better your body functions and fights off disease. Acetyl-L-carnitine is abundant, and when you're taking the proper supplements, you get the right balance of energy-producing, sugar-burning, and as a dietary supplement, he recommends a minimum of 500 milligrams per day. That's a low end.
They said a minimum, and what they did in the clinical trials, to be really significant, you can take more
Took 1,500, 1,000 to 1,500. Okay.
That's right, absolutely. And what a dramatic and wondrous change, and the multitudinous change. This is addressing one major issue, but remember acetyl-L-carnitine and how important. We've quoted huge studies on the heart, on what it's done for all aspects of the heart, mm-hmm. on how it improved eyesight. That was what really astounded me.
That's right.
It improved eyesight. And the other thing is what we've known forever about acetyl-L, the word acetyl means it passes the blood-brain barrier and works in the brain. It passes the heart barrier and works in the heart. But it also passes the liver barrier and works in the liver.
Regenerates
and breaks down the toxic triglycerides and fatty acids, mm-hmm. not only improving the cholesterol, but helping the liver function and preventing noxious buildups in the liver. It's one of the main things for the liver. We had a doctor quoting that. Amazing. It's just, the list goes on and on and on and on. And when you do, if you're addressing the blood sugar levels, when you follow the European doctors, acetyl-L-carnitine was their main, player that they've used for brain regeneration for more than half a century.
Right,
it's been a main one. We learned a lot from them. And when we follow them, too, the other thing that they taught us, which helps prevent neuropathy and retinopathy, the damage and destruction of the neurons in the eyes and in the system, especially for diabetics, but it can be with anyone, was the R form of alpha-lipoic acid, and also helps the brain. So they have been using that. And remember, all the different nutrients, there are wonderful herbs and wonderful plants that are a blessing, divine blessing, for stabilizing blood sugar and helping in those areas. It's called blood sugar harmony, putting together all the goodies that have been done that way. Another plant that's a booster player, like another star player on the team, is berberine. And so taking the right nutrients, and acetyl-L-carnitine is a star player for so many different things. You want to hear another star player? I think some friends would like to hear another star player.
Well, I hope you're not pointing to me.
You're a star player, dear.
Yes.
You are.
But I'm humble. I'm very modest.
Well, you're not singing a song right now,
no.
And you don't dance.
For sure.
But you've got to learn to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
That's another subject.
I
right?
promise.
So
I'm dancing in my heart.
No good.
I am.
That heart has to. But does acetyl-L-carnitine make you dance?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Could you believe if I actually. Gary, could you believe what this? What if this got published? What if the spirit of Fred Astaire and
Gene Kelly
and Fred Astaire just came through and somebody discovered that acetyl-L-carnitine made even the most stubborn of us. I don't think they have another player other than you, dear.
No.
Could make us dance.
Nobody is stubborn.
You should dance from the joy.
I just have to increase my acetyl-L-carnitine.
Increase your acetyl-L-carnitine.
Yeah,
okay?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, or I have to start pin pricking your feet.
Oh.
Take a pin, jab them if they keep sitting there, okay? Got to get them.
I'm afraid you'd enjoy that too much.
How did you guess? Well, I want to give a testimonial, and then we have great info to back that up, okay?
Let's hear it.
It's me, and I'm very excited about a particular supplement, and maybe it's just us gals. I don't want to be sexist about it. Maybe the guys care about it too.
Okay.
But we gals really care about the condition of our skin, the wrinkling of our skin, the supple nature of our skin, elasticity, and I've often talked about how, why are you falling asleep? I've often talked about that there's a natural substance called hyaluronic acid that produces collagen, but we stop making it. Thank you. How does this happen?
But wait a minute, it isn't just skin.
It's anywhere in the body.
It's connective tissue.
It's connective tissue, but
okay.
I was also
it's
focused.
It's ligaments, tendons.
I get you.
Okay.
I'm talking
connective
about the skin
tissue.
Right now.
And skin is connective tissue.
And I remember reading quite a while ago when I was flying to visit Rachel in New York, our daughter, that there was a newspaper out in LaGuardia, and I was reading it, and they were talking about top cosmetic surgeons in the world, and they said, I don't know, it was one or two that were really located in New York City that do the top cosmetic surgeons for youth and all that. And that the leading thing they used was hyaluronic acid.
Uh-huh.
Because it really rebuilt the collagen, made the skin supple and stopped the wrinkling.
Mm-hmm.
I started to be very absolute about taking it internally every day. And what I started to notice was, you know how the skin gets less flexible, it can crack more easily, it can get, it doesn't look as good,
I don't
it gets
know
more
that.
Wrinkly.
I've never reached that stage
yes,
yet.
Yes, I know, no. Okay, one day.
Okay.
But I did that, and when I did the hyaluronic acid each day, I noticed a much more supple skin, it looked a lot better, And I was thrilled about that. But it also gives more flexibility so you can do one of your, any one of the thousand jobs you may have to do each day. Okay? And I want to, I'm thankful
well,
to
I
these.
Want, I want to commend you on your beautiful skin.
Well, thank you very okay. much. But I have noticed that's something I will never drop again. And the use of, there's many different ways to take it. And they you can also do it in combination with collagen, which mm-hmm. is a great thing for all connective tissue. And with, you know, they're just great. And here's the doctor's report, okay? And here we, okay, reporting on this one, okay? And from Health Sciences, and they're reporting here. Hyaluronic acid has been described as nature's moisturizer. It nurtures smoother, younger skin. Well, see, evidence points that it also supports more limber, less painful joints. Further, clinical experience says that hyaluronic acid supplements prevent bruising and accelerate wound healing, a property that benefits diabetics in particular. But also, I noticed that my face would get bruised easily or other things, and less bruising when I was taking that and when I am taking it. Surprisingly, overwhelmingly, but they say here, hyaluronic acid, HA, is a beauty supplement. Well, there you go. I'm supported. All right, I'll give it to you in a minute.
Well, you're living proof, baby.
Thank you. I put you up to that one, didn't I? I'm giving this to you in a minute. The key here is naturally. Thank you, you experts. There are plenty of ways to get rid of wrinkles, but whether those products and procedures are safe is another issue entirely. The newest trend involves injecting toxic substances, FDA-approved toxic substances, but toxic nonetheless, Botox, into the face. They go on and on how it can paralyze the muscles, inject it and anywhere they have wrinkles. And it's just they talk about the night and
well, several people have witnessed they had to have
terrible
extra facial surgeries to remove the Botox.
Right, and here's the thing, that hyaluronic acid was the main thing used by cosmetic surgeons and was even written about. You're getting it in a minute. There is actually science and research to demonstrate that hyaluronic acid helps you look younger. And I want you to read this page, which gives quite a description about the different functions of hyaluronic acid.
Okay, babe.
Okay.
Word for word, folks, here it comes.
Yep.
Hyaluronic acid is a gel that is found in soft tissue throughout your body. Its function is to lubricate and cushion tissue, whether that tissue is part of your skin, your joints, your eyes, or cartilage, or blood vessels, heart valves, whatever. It accomplishes that function in a couple of ways. And here they are. Hyaluronic acid is a major component of your extracellular matrix. That's the liquid between your cells. There, hyaluronic acid retains water, hydrates your cells, and provides a medium to carry nutrients to the cells and carry the wastes away from the cells. In short, it keeps your cells healthy and resilient. Next, says the doctor, hyaluronic acid is also a primary constituent of synovial fluid. That's the liquid that fills each joint
cavity.
That's
right. That's right.
There, it serves as a shock absorber for your knees, your ankles, elbows, etc. And it also serves as the primary source of nutrients for your cartilage. Get that?
Wow.
Cartilage isn't connected to the blood system. Consequently, it can't get nutrients from the bloodstream. It has to get it through hyaluronic acid. He goes on to say that it supports the formation and maintenance of collagen. As the principal protein in human skin and bone and cartilage and tendons and connective tissue.
Can you just one second? I just want to interject one thing. Remember when we were talking about how collagen, people don't understand, they think that only minerals make up bone. But collagen makes up about 60% of the bone matrix and actually connects all those minerals and makes them flexible within the bone so they don't fracture and split and break, spontaneous fracture,
you
which happens with the elderly so much.
Yeah.
So it has a major part, even just that one part. Go ahead.
Okay. As the principal protein in human skin, bone, cartilage, tendons, collagen levels are critical to skin, joint, and bone health. Finally, hyaluronic acid contains glucosamine, a carbohydrate that supports joint health.
But I, you know, it's just amazing. Isn't that incredible?
Well, that's the combination. Glucosamine chondroitin, MSM, with hyaluronic acid.
That's exactly right. That's right. But again, it also, you know, they say that here, too, that hyaluronic acid's impact on your skin is obvious, keeping it smooth and moisturized. Beautiful. It also helps skin resist and repair bruises and cuts. Very important, mm-hmm. by helping cells move to new tissue sites. In less obvious ways, it provides exactly the same benefit to every part of your body. And they sum up by saying, as we age, darling, I am growing old. We know that song, don't we?
You're going through the change of life on your voice. Your voice isn't quite what it
used to be. Oh, I could sing it in a nice high register. but I thought it would be the other, would be more exemplary. As we age, however, our bodies produce less HA. Production starts to lag. I want to give Dennis a quiz, Gary, right now. Production starts to lag around age.
Production of what?
Of hyaluronic acid starts to lag, less.
Lag.
At what age?
I would say mid-30s, early 30s.
20. By age 40, diminished supplies of HA leave us with aches, pains, and wrinkles. We've always thought we're unavoidable, quote, parts of aging, quote. So all we have to do, say the experts, is supplement our hyaluronic acid levels. Can you believe?
Is that wonderful? It takes that long. The production starts to diminish in the 20s.
That's 20. That's right.
And it takes about 18 years for that to finally show up as wrinkles and dry skin and weak.
Well, you want another story? Remember the story, but it's still very applicable, especially to me. And I'm remembering talking when our daughter was doing the leading show on Broadway. She was the star of the leading show on Broadway, Pippin. And she was starring opposite the young man who played Pippin.
Right.
And all the singing. There you are in super bright lights. She's there singing with him, all of these major things. And she was 20 years older than he was. 20 years older. But so beautiful and such a talent. But she says, what am I going to do, Mom? The bright lights and the wrinkles in between my eyebrows, the wrinkles under my eyes. I look like his mother. I can't do this. I said, hyaluronic. You can take it internally. You can also put some on the application on the skin.
Comes
and you can do that.
Well,
yes,
yeah.
We have that too. So I said, take the hyaluronic acid. She came and I sent it to her. She came back and she says, it looks wonderful. She does. She looks terrific. Mm-hmm. And that was years ago. And it just worked perfectly and quickly for her. And she was ecstatic about that. So even in that, you don't have to star in a Broadway show in order to take hyaluronic acid, okay?
But I did not know that she was that much older than he.
Yes, she did say she was.
And because she
was mid-20s.
She didn't look that at all. Older than he.
No, she felt that it what was get registering, and she's very conscious of these things.
Well, of course.
And the bright lights on the Broadway stage, when you're center stage, right in there singing, was the lines in her eyes and the wrinkles between the eyebrows and all. She said it was registering, and that took care of it.
But I'll bet you that nobody in the audience ever suspected she was more than an 18-year-old woman.
I'm not going to debate that, but I am going to say she found the wrinkles disappear when she did the
hyaluronic. Beautiful, all right.
I told her in the background that's what the cosmetic surgeons were using. And speaking of which, I want to say there's another important topic. You know, we're very excited and thrilled that both sizes in prolific amounts of the best fish oil going, the Super Pure Omega 3, are that alive and well.
We finally got it in.
Yes, very high potency, terrific price, mm-hmm. and molecularly distilled, the highest purity you could get on Earth, no trace of any contaminant whatsoever that you can think of. All right, but we've talked about the brain, that we've endless connections with the brain, with the heart, with inflammation, with eyesight, that's well been known. But here's another thing about, with a Carlene Karst, MD and nutrition expert, reporting here about, omega-3s, this is another important thing, for the super pure omega-3s, and she mentions EPA, DHA, for full body health. These omega-3 fatty acids are integral to our health and well-being, are essential consequence of every cell in our bodies. Research has proven that an adequate amount of the superpure omega-3s is necessary for the overall health of the brain, the skin, and the joints. As you establish your health routine, consider adding the purest fish oil into your supplement. But here they make this point. These omega-3s for healthy mood and brain function. I think this is important people realize, because people are under a lot of stress right now. We're seeing a lot of distress amongst people.
God, no, there's enough stress in the world anyway. But the last year, two years have been exceedingly stressful.
Well, listen to this study.
The COVID
I think
debacle.
It's incredible. These super pure omega-3 fatty acids help balance stress hormones while regulating cortisol. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. New research reveals that people who are capable of resisting physical and emotional stress are the ones who have higher levels of the super pure omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s are crucial components of all cell membranes, including those in the central nervous system. Therefore, these omega-3s play a vital role in the development, function, and regulation of the brain, neurological processes, cognition, and mood. Consuming plenty of omega-3 fatty acids offers robust protection against depression. A large Norwegian study of nearly 22,000 participants revealed that those who regularly consumed the super pure omega-3 fatty acids had a 30% less likely any symptoms of depression than those who did not.
Now, there have been thousands of studies with super pure omega-3 fish
That's
oil.
That's right.
Thousands.
Yes.
A customer came in the other day and wanted to return a bottle of super pure omega-3. And I said, sure, is there a problem? Said, well, my doctor said, I don't need this, okay? My doctor said, there's no such thing as molecularly, you can't distill oil. I said, wait a minute, your doctor told you that the distillation process was boiling oil and getting the steam and condensing it back into water, is that what he said? Well, if you try to distill oil, it burns up. I said, tell your doctor to re-examine the word molecular. Molecular distillation is a semi-vacuum process. It isn't overheating the oil. It isn't heating the oil to any degree at all. It is a matter of natural. What settles in a vacuum would be the heavy particles that you want to get rid of in the first place. Okay?
That's why I keep you around.
Well, but
you
come
know
on.
Things like that, and I would never have realized
but
that.
But come on. This is a doctor. You think he would know this? Mm. In medical
or
school,
she.
What does molecular distillation mean? Duh.
Well, I'm glad you informed me about that.
All
I
right.
knew that there was no danger or no damage, but I didn't understand the process.
It is pristine clean.
Pristine.
Okay.
And it says
no,
the certification of no contaminants whatsoever.
No contaminants,
but all
none.
The goodies
zero
and no baddies.
Okay. Nada.
And again, those who consume these properly were 30% less likely to have any symptoms of depression than those who did not. The longer the participants took these omega-3s, the less likely they were to have higher levels of depression. Other data shows that boosting omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA intake, increases attention and reduces an aggressive stress response, probably by enhancing cognitive process. An increased intake of omega-3 is associated with a larger volume of gray matter.
Okay.
Now, did we say that?
Okay.
Like, it's the doctor like 50 said to 70%.
Now, who was the doctor who said when you get the right amount of super pure omega-3 fatty acids in the brain, you give your brain, your eyes, your heart, your entire vascular system a perfect lube job?
For the platelets, absolutely. And that was Jonathan Wright, W-R-I-T.
Okay.
No, Julian Whittaker.
Julian Whittaker.
I got that wrong. But okay, absolutely. And controlling emotion and mood and implicated in helping depressive studies. In studies, super pure omega-3 fish oils offer various stress-reducing benefits. Ease feelings of distress, depression, anxiety, improves memory, happiness, focus, and relaxation.
You're talking about me, right?
Oh, you do that a little bit. You're not exactly a super pure omega-3 fat, but you know what I'm saying. And calming inflammation throughout the body, including the brain. And most busy and active individuals will benefit from, they're talking about, take a good high 1,500 milligrams of the omega-3s and high levels of the EPA to reduce, and DHA, to reduce inflammation, balance hormones, and neurotransmitter production, increasing serotonin, our happy hormone, and boosting the brain. And they also say that with children, the critical years of development, vital to feeding brain function, improve learning, memory, focus, concentration, heart, joint, skin, and eyesight, all of that.
Now, omega-3, the number they give to omega-3 is add one number on top of another number, okay? The EPA, eicosapentaenoic fatty acid, has a certain content per capsule. And the DHA, docosahexaenoic fatty acid, is another number. Add those two numbers together, and you get the amount of omega-3 per capsule. You should strive to get about 3 grams, says Dr. Whitaker, to give that perfect lube job that he's talking about.
Because the platelets clump up and can cause heart attacks and stroke, a leading cause.
That's right, and that dissolves those clumping.
That's right, without thinning the blood.
But again, this customer said you can take some other source of omega-3s.
No.
I said, oh, well, what should he recommend? He said, well, you could take a seaweed. I said, and what does that give you? Would you have it on the shelf? I said, what is that? He said, but that only has DHA, doesn't have EPA, the docosahexaenoic. And if you don't have the two, you don't have omega-3.
That's right. That's okay. And
they have three
powerful players, and they support each other for different functions. Absolutely.
Right.
And you know, speaking of a powerful player, and Dr. Karen Jensen reports this, okay? And it's NAC Plus, a powerful addition to daily health and wellness. She writes this article.
Been my salvation.
And they're talking about so many different things. I'll give it to you in a minute, hon. Over the past decade, says the doctor, have been an explosion of data regarding N-acetylcysteine biological activities, including antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and antimicrobial, that's bad bugs, mm-hmm. activities. NAC Plus has been used as a natural medication, she calls it, since the 1960s, in hospitals as an antidote to acetaminophen, Tylenol overdose and poisoning. It's an antidote to restoring the liver, that's
right.
What she means. And is also on the World Health Organization, WHO, model list of essential medicines. The World Health Organization.
It's an amino acid.
Okay. Supplementation with NAC Plus has been shown to increase levels of glutathione, the body's major antioxidants, and NAC has been found to have better bioavailability than taking glutathione. You and I have said that many times. So they say the depletion of NAC leads to oxidative stress and imbalance, free radicals, all these different things. This imbalance is characteristic in many conditions, including heart disease, insulin resistance, diabetes, diabetic retinopathy, neurodegenerative disease, hypertension, asthma, influenza, obesity, on and more and more. Can you
and
read
that's
some
why,
here?
That's why the FDA wants to take it off the market.
Right, and that's why. Could you put it right here and start there, my dear?
Okay.
Read some. Top.
Goes on to say, more recently, the therapeutic potential of NAC is beginning to turn psychiatry on its head.
Whoa.
Studies have shown increased benefits for psychiatric disorders.
I didn't know that.
Including substance abuse and depression and anxiety and schizophrenia.
I didn't know
and
that.
And Alzheimer's disease and autism and bipolar disorders.
Wow. Now look at the two, both of those wonderful nutrients, the super pure omega-3 and the NAC+, having tremendous effects in psychiatric and in depression and in mood and all of those things.
And that's why the FDA wants to make a drug out of it. It's an all-natural substance, so they want to take off the people's access to it, which costs $0.10 a capsule.
Right.
And charge it $100 a capsule.
At least. Go ahead. For a synthetic
For
crap
a synthetic
form.
Version, yeah.
Go ahead.
According to the American Family Physician, N-acetylcysteine, multiple clinical applications was the title of the article. Other applications for NAC supplementation supported by scientific evidence and used by wise doctors include the prevention of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, oh my goodness, exacerbation, attenuation of influenza virus symptoms, treatment of pulmonary fibrosis.
That's scar tissue of the lungs, mm-hmm. pulmonary fibrosis.
Well, that's what
it's
I
destruction
was...
Destruction of and scar tissue.
I don't mean to bore people in repeating a story many times over. But I was told I had emphysema, which is a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And they said, you're going to take this drug for years and hopefully you won't get worse. Well, I didn't. I took the NAC and got cleared entirely.
They were amazed.
Went back for the checkup, and the doctor said, there's no evidence you ever had it. There's no scar tissue, but here are the old x-rays that show you do have it. Here are the new x-rays that show you don't have it.
And he said, I've never seen anybody cured of this.
That's right.
This is amazing. What did you do? Go ahead.
Treatment of pulmonary fibrosis, okay, and treatment of infertility in patients with polycystic ovary syndrome.
I did not know that.
Gosh,
you learn something every day.
Treatment of infertility in patients with polycystic ovary syndrome.
Holy
The
mackerel.
N-acetylcysteine, because it helps the liver produce glutathione.
That's right.
Glutathione is a major, major, major antioxidant of all antioxidants.
And it's much more effective than glutathione, just like this doctor said.
Yes.
Right, go ahead.
And oxidative stress is linked to the myriad of pathologies mentioned above. However, oxidative stress also plays a vital role in the first-line immune response to foreign pathogens. It activates the release of inflammatory mediators, the cytokines, to amplify the body's response by activating other immune system cells.
That's why so much medical research pointed out how effective this is for the viruses and even the big virus that they've talked
Absolutely.
About. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Because it reduces the cytokine storm. This aspect of the immune response is also known as the inflammatory response. Cysteine supply is significant for immune health because small variations strongly influence lymphocyte and other immune cell functions in cysteine levels.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. It can go on forever.
It goes on forever of all the different benefits. And then here's the Marines reporting. Scientists were shocked 70% of the Marines taking N-acetylcysteine had less hearing loss. Another big thing,
tinnitus.
On the thing on hearing. Mm-hmm. Okay. And regenerating. This is all the thing about how it repairs the inner ear cells and improves range of hearing. Okay. Amazing, right? All those different things.
Nutrients.
You've got to do it. And you got to do it. You got to do it. And that's so important. And you know it's so important? It's important that you come to Alive and Well. It's important that you become Fanatic Organics. It's important that you take the right supplements. It's important. And think about that. Improve your mood. Improve how your body responds. Improve the quality of your life. You don't have to say, well, I'm old. That's why my bones are. No. Do the different things that rebuild. Do the things that give you the flexibility. Stop the inflammation. Endless testimonials about pain power without these toxic drugs or anything like that.
Phenomenal.
Again, a gentleman again Phenomenal. Saying again how wonderful after the surgery for a hip repair and all, he was in terrible pain. The pain power was his miracle and the flexibility and everything else that he got. That's
and
wonderful.
No
and it's all nutrients.
And there's no undesirable side effects. That's
right.
The beauty part.
So the beauty part, come to Alive and Well. Remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. Don't people on or off medications. But we love to share this great information one-on-one. We can share it with you and make an appointment. There's no charge, but we can sit in a beautiful, comfortable area and just give you great information. And 807-877-4950.
808-877-4950.
Thank you. Oh, 30 seconds. Thank you. Correct that. Set up a time with Dennis or Mona. We're absolutely thrilled to sit down with you, get your beautiful food, any one of our great services.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, just one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.